There you are.
Mm-hmm, there you are.
And good morning. Welcome to Tuesday.
It is Tuesday.
All day.
Did it again.
Yeah, we've made it.
That's right. Everybody woke up, fog in the mirror. That's good.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, some of us anyway.
I guess. Well, those who didn't aren't listening. So
that's
there
right.
You go. Mm-hmm.
If you're a Curb Your Enthusiasm fan, and do you, either of you boys watch Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Not on a regular
basis.
Okay. I watched probably the first three or four seasons back when you had to rent them at local videoatorium.
Yeah.
And,
that blue one.
Uh-huh. Back in the day. Uh-huh. And
that's right.
Probably the funniest ongoing gags is, and as we've said on this show before, that every scene degenerates into a shouting contest. And if you've watched even one episode, you know what I'm talking about. Everything degenerates into shouting between whoever, especially if Larry David is involved, which he is involved in most of them because it's his show. So, but one of the funniest gags ongoing was when the guy who played Super Dave Osborne back in the day had a guest starring role on Curb Your Enthusiasm, and his father passes away, and his father wanted to be buried with his favorite golf club, and he became convinced. Larry David becomes convinced that was his golf club that his father had borrowed, that this man's father had borrowed and had never given back. So he schemes to steal back the golf club from the casket at the funeral.
This is one of the few episodes I saw, as a matter of fact.
And replace it with a, and it is hysterical if that's your type of humor, stealing things from dead people. Brings me to this story. A Wisconsin cemetery worker allegedly removed a valuable Fender guitar from the casket of a 67-year-old Army veteran who died last week and had told family members he wanted to be buried with the instrument. Stephen Connard.
That's not the end of the story.
Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. Because obviously we wouldn't be telling you about it if he hadn't gotten caught. Stephen Connard is 39. He's a grounds worker at the cemetery. He was arrested Saturday, charged with a felony, theft from a person or corpse. Connard, who plays in a band, reportedly confessed to stealing the Fender Telecaster when confronted at his home. Connard told a judge, quoting here, "This isn't something I normally do."
Good.
continuing quote, "I just have a respect for fine musical instruments." The cream-colored guitar was recovered from Stephen's living room. "I can't bear to see that man be buried with that guitar. I'm going to steal it from him." But it doesn't say that he tried to replace it with one of his own.
No.
Come on, man. I think it's called Quid Pro Quo.
Uh-huh. That's right. Replace it with something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got a lot of info.
Mason. One of those Roy Rogers wind-up guitars.
Yeah. Yeah, at least go to the dollar store and get a kid's, fake ones.
Right. Just to get you, took a train, a plane, a bus.
I guess he could have taken a picture of it and put that in there. I don't know.
Sure. We're gonna have a great
time today. Oh, I looked up and I was going to get caught. I didn't have another commercial loaded.
Oh, really?
I was too busy trying to be cute and probably something.
Cute.
Yeah.
A pool is more than a place to swim. It's a dream for the entire family to enjoy. As a Hayward-authorized pool builder, the Pool Guy can help you realize your dream with a totally Hayward-equipped custom in-ground swimming pool. The Pool Guy will help you pick the Hayward equipment to maintain your new backyard paradise. The Pool Guy offers weekly maintenance, complete service, and chemicals and supplies. Call 575-6200 for The Pool Guy. That's 575-6200, The Pool Guy.
Are you looking for health insurance for your business? Brown & Company Insurance Services offers exactly what you need. Brown & Company will help you discover flexible, affordable programs and services for groups of all sizes. No matter how diverse your company needs may be, Brown & Company has a solution for you.
Obtain affordable group coverage for your business today. Contact me, Brian Brown, at Brown & Company Insurance Services for your free quote. 694-6900. Or on the web at bcins.net.
619, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It is the September the 27th, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Jane Meadows is 91 years old.
Bless
she was
heart.
Married to Steve Allen, if you recall him, of course. 91. Actress Kathleen Nolan is 78.
And I believe, and this didn't quite make the cut, but I believe it was on this date that the original Tonight Show with the aforementioned Steve Allen premiered.
Is that right? right.
1954, I want to say.
There you go.
Somewhere in that neighborhood.
How about that? There you go. You're just full of good stuff.
Well, full of something. But
there you go. Wilford Brimley, who's, you know, looked pretty much the same for the last 40 years.
He really has. This guy is just now starting to become the age he's always looked.
That's right.
And he is, and not only that, uh-huh. he is the human embodiment of what you would think, if a human and a walrus could have a child, it would look like Wilford Brimley.
Oh, come on.
I'm just saying, it's not a negative thing, it's just an observation.
No. Well, you know what, the mustache helps on that. You know, if he shaves off the mustache, you know.
Oh, I think the world would probably be knocked off of, you know, slightly off its rotation if Wilford Brimley ever shaves that mustache. And lest we forget about the diabetes.
Diabetes.
There you go. Well, he's a great character actor, and now he sells you, come to the door medicine, right?
Fantastic.
Yeah. He's 77 years old today. Don Cornelius of Soul Train. Had to do that. Yeah. 75. Well, Scott's not here. I can do
That's
stuff
right.
like that. 75 years old today.
Actually, if Scott was here, he would have done that.
Yeah. Yeah, he would have. Singer, Mr. Loaf. Birthday is today.
He's known as Meat to his friends.
Yeah. You call him Meat. He's 64 years old. Actor A. Martinez of L.A. Law in Santa Barbara is 63 years old. Singer-director Sean Cassidy is 53 years old.
And we're at work.
That's right. He's the little brother of the other Cassidy, right?
David, yeah.
Yeah, so. There you go. Actor Patrick Muldoon of Melrose Place is 43 years old. Gwyneth Paltrow's birthday is today. Mm-hmm. She turns 39. Rapper Lil Wayne uh-huh. is 29. Singer Avril Lavigne.
Oh, you almost got it. It's Avril.
Avril?
Yeah, almost like average.
Oh.
Which kind of describes her talent, too.
Avril. Avril Lavigne is 27 years old today. And Mike Schmidt, the former mm-hmm. Philadelphia Philly third baseman, turned 62 years old, and that's all I got.
It's something we celebrate at our house quite a bit. It's mm-hmm. Today is Chocolate Milk Day.
Ooh.
The kiddos love some chocolate milk. And actually,
Hershey's, Bosco, what do you?
You know, my favorite.
They don't do Bosco anymore, do they?
Yeah, I don't do the syrup. And my favorite used to be when Hershey's had the dry mix, but now we do the dry Nestle's mm-hmm. quick mix because they don't make the Hershey's anymore. Or at least no one carries it around here. Uh-huh. And of course, now chocolate milk enjoying a resurgence because, research, and this is proven. Research shows that if you work out, especially if you do like weightlifting or something like that, that chocolate milk helps replenish some of the nutrients, a lot of the nutrients that your body perhaps has burned off.
Yeah, one of the football players for Texas A&M who was sick last week, Sean Porter, mm-hmm. as a matter of fact. They were talking yesterday about how he'd lost 7 pounds last week because he was so sick. And they were filling him full of chocolate milkshakes before the game.
See, there you are. Mm-hmm. And uh-huh. you've learned something else, too.
Mm-hmm.
But keep listening, even though you might not learn something else.
Tired of the same.